For 91.9 KBCR, I'm Shereen Awad. If you're waiting for the website and phone number to make your donation today, here they are. Call 877-512-8843 or go online to kbcrnews.org. And here's today's Midday News Report. The novel Push by Sapphire will no longer be available to Redlands students on school campuses. The board there voted 3-2 last night to pull the book because of what critics say is sexually explicit content. The Bluest Eye by Toni Morrison was also challenged. The board voted to restrict access to students who are 18 and have parental consent. Those who oppose the book removal say it's a book ban and that reading difficult stories helps widen a student's worldview. Meanwhile, supporters argue it's not safe for students of any age to read books that depict content like child sexual abuse. Both books were challenged by a member of the public. They were reviewed by a district-appointed committee that recommended both books remain on school shelves, but the board gets the final say. The city of Rialto now has requirements for an emergency fund the council there approved for residents displaced by a housing complex fire last month. KVCR's Anthony Victoria reports.
The council allocated $100,000 to support 16 households displaced by the fire at the Vista View Apartments. Tenants who have been significantly impacted by the fire have to show proof of residence, income, and evidence of damage to receive assistance. City officials say that as of Tuesday, 7 of the families impacted have moved into different units. Mayor Pro Tem Ed Scott says the council should use the fund to help tenants find permanent housing.
We should move forward to give them what they need to get into those apartments so we can stop paying the hotel rooms.
The council agreed to accept landlord verification as proof of residence when displaced tenants can't provide documentation. They also plan to meet with Canon management and affected tenants to find a permanent solution. For KVCR News, I'm Anthony Victoria.
Christmas is coming early this year for some families in Los Angeles County as letters arrive this week letting people know their medical debt has been forgiven. Suzanne Potter with California News Service explains.
Some $363 million in medical debt, owned by 171,000 people, has been permanently erased since the county's medical debt relief program began last year. Allison Sesso is president of the nonprofit Undo Medical Debt, which is administering the program for the county.
There's no action an individual can take to buy this debt on their own, and there's nothing anybody has to do to get this relief. They just have to receive a letter and know that that debt has been relieved and they're free and clear of it.
She says this current round of debt relief will eliminate $180 million of debt held by 39,000 Los Angeles area residents. To qualify, people's income must be at or below 400% of the federal poverty level, or their medical debt must equal 5% or more of their annual income. Sesso says her organization, Undo Medical Debt, is using $5 million in seed money from the County Department of Public Health to buy people's debt.
We buy medical debt similar to a for-profit debt buyer. Medical debt can be bought for pennies on the dollar, so we're able to take $1 and alleviate as much as $100, if not more, of medical debt. And so that's why we are able to do this amazing debt relief.
Undo Medical Debt has more than 25 partnerships with state and local governments across the country. Sesso adds the nonprofit is also working with two other groups in California to raise money to reduce medical debt. One is run by the Global Shapers Los Angeles Hub, and another is sponsored by students at California State University, San Marcos. For California News Service, I'm Suzanne Potter.
An infant botulism outbreak has sickened at least 39 babies across the U.S. and underscored the crucial role of a medication that treats the rare disease. Baby Big, an IV drug, is made from blood plasma donated by a small group of scientists and other volunteers. It was the brainchild of the late Dr. Stephen Arnon. He was a California scientist who first identified the form of botulism that affects babies under age one and then spent his 45-year career figuring out how to treat it. It took 15 years and $10.6 million to develop the treatment licensed in 2003. Even though these days have the least amount of sunlight as the winter solstice nears, the Southland's December warm spell is setting records. On Tuesday, afternoon temperatures hit new high marks for the date from the 80s at the coast and the inland valleys to the mountain resorts where Big Bear and Idlewild peaked at 72. Going forward, there's little change on the weather maps. Mostly clear skies are expected through at least Thursday. Fair weather high pressure over the East Pacific will continue to shift eastward on Wednesday, bringing additional warming. For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. If you enjoyed today's Midday News Report and all of the localized news and information you hear on KVCR every day, please consider making a donation to support the station. Call 877-512-8843 or go to kvcrnews.org. And thank you.